This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Congratulations going out to the voters of Wisconsin. You showed up at the polls, Wisconsin, and sent a message to Elon Musk that your votes can't be bought. Now, according to MSNBC, in a special election this past Tuesday, Democrat Susan Crawford wins the Wisconsin Supreme Court election, preserving the liberal majority and beating the Republican candidate Brad Schimmel, backed by Elon Musk. According to multiple news outlets, Musk wasted over $20 million backing the Republicans' unsuccessful campaign. That's nothing to him, though, right? 20 mil?
No.
Well, that's good, though. They showed up. They showed up, the voters.
Absolutely.
Showed up, so that's a good message.
I think
right
they
there.
Sent a message, yeah.
Yeah, I saw Vice President Kamala Harris. She did a thank you video to the voters of Wisconsin.
You know, the Democrats, they just got
to
get it together, man.
They have
They
to.
Really do. Yeah, they got to come up with a plan, a position, a statement, something, man. They've got to pull it together because they just seem so disoriented, man. I don't know what the plan is. I don't know what the they got to do something.
Yeah.
Well, they ain't doing it.
All right. Switching gears now. Carla is here with today's music news. What you got, Carla?
All right. So here's a collabo you probably thought you'd never see. Did y'all see Kevin Hart and NPR's? He did a Tiny Desk concert, and it was his hip hop. You saw it. His hip hop alter ego, Chocolate Dropper. That's the rapper. He's so stupid. He stopped by to perform an April Fool's Day edition of the Tiny Desk concert. Child, he had a band and everything. And then he bragged, Chocolate Dropper. He bragged about his performance and claimed his whole entire set was freestyle. Off the dome. Okay, Chocolate Dropper. You didn't write it down. You was just off the dome with it. So that was fun. April Fool's Day joke from Kevin Hart. And we have to say congratulations to our girl, Erykah Badu.
What?
She won the Icon Award at the Billboard Women in Music 2025 Awards. And she rocked this full figure bodysuit, full figure woman's bodysuit. Did you see it?
Saw it, yes.
Yes, but it was a message about women body's confidence. It was a deep message. You know, Erica's deep about stuff.
Send the picture.
You want to see it? I'll send you the picture.
It don't beat her walking down the street in Dallas, though. I know it.
It's close, though. It's close.
It's close. It's close. Window seat video takes you back. And she's also working on her new album. It's been 15 years. Come on, Erykah.
Yes.
Yes, let's go. And that's music news, you guys.
All right, Carla, thank you. Thank you. Finally, in entertainment news, celebrities will be pleased to learn that the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, updated its privacy regulations. Now, listen to this carefully, Steve. These privacy regulations that make it harder to track private jets now. The FAA will conceal private plane owners' information from the public, including names, addresses, and phone numbers. Several social media outlets track the movement of celebrities and billionaires via of their plane's tail numbers. For example, that's how people knew in advance when Taylor Swift would be at the Kansas City Chiefs games. So, Steve, you know, you fly private jets all the time. So what do you think about the new rule from the FAA? What do you think?
I mean, I don't own a plane, so.
Oh, I thought you owned a private jet.
I don't own a plane.
Well, you be on them every other week, so who plane is you on? Because you own somebody's plane.
Well, you know, that probably is your business.
Ooh. It's getting hot in here. What's happening?
Here come the angry millionaire. Come on,
talk to me. Nobody from the internet. I don't want you looking for me. I ain't got no plane now.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
No. Are you salty about that? Do you want to own a private jet?
No, I ain't salty about nothing.
Oh, will this make you get one now? Again? Will this make you get one, these new privacy rules from the FAA?
I don't have one. I don't have one.
No, will it make you get one? That's what I'm saying.
Well, I don't need one. I don't need one.
Oh, you don't need one.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
No.
You fly commercial.
Hell no, he ain't been through no tests.
Man. You know Tommy K ain't saying that.
I have my camera on so quick. If he pulled up there and walked through that airport, I swear I want to see this.
I fly commercial overseas.
Okay, but domestically. Uh-huh. You fly domestically.
No, I haven't flown domestic in a while. It's been a little
quiet. Because you're on a private jet.
Ooh, girl, what is y'all want from me?
Champagne problems, huh? Get off you.
I just want to be regular. I don't want to be a part of the show. I want to experience standing in lines and waiting on them to call my number.
Yeah, your plane delayed.
14 through 85.
That's how it goes. Are you doing Southwest?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, ain't nothing middle seats. Too bad, sir. Pick one.
That's because you're in group C, but they get ready to do assigned seatings now, so you don't have to worry about it.
Oh, that's mighty rich of them.
So you're having a moment, Steve.
Ooh, assigned seating. That's a new concept. Wish the hell I would buy a ticket and then somebody over there already in the one I wanted. Man, I'm not finna do this. Do you save that much more money, though, when you do that? When you go and you can't pick your seat, do you save that much money?
It's not a big difference.
No.
What's the cheapest airline to fly on?
Spirit. Spirit or Frontier?
Frontier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you never heard of Frontier Airlines?
Mm-hmm. Did he say what is it?
It's an airline.
It's an airline.
Now you're on our nerves.
No!
Coming up, never mind, Steve. Coming up in 20 minutes
Frontier
after the hour.
Just Kevin forget Costner.
It. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
97.1 QMG.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Train to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Train to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.